Hello, everyone. It's Coach MJ. How are y'all doing? I hope everyone is doing well tonight. If you are here, you are here for coaching, office hours, 2 hours. I will be here with you tonight. A couple things, housekeeping things. If you are in the chat, you want to be speaking to, is everyone there? Can you hear me? You want to check all panelists and attendees so that everyone in the chat can see what you are saying and you can talk amongst yourselves. If you have a question, you can put it in the Q&A and I will answer those between questions if I can. And if you want to be coached, you just raise your hand and I will call on you there. So that's how it works. That's how it works, y'all. This afternoon, I actually was looking through all of the camp stuff and all that kind of stuff, seeing who's going to camp, who's signed up, all that kind of stuff. Y'all, July camp is going to sell out. I'm so excited. For those of you who have been to camp, you know, like, it is just a special time. So, if you are thinking about it, now is the time. Now is the time. Oh, coming in April. I love camp. It's like the best time of the year. So fun. All right. I have a couple of people who have raised their hands. I will leave the Q&A up. So if you have any questions, I'll be able to answer those in between coachings. So, all right, y'all. Let's see what's going on. Let me see. Where is, I'm looking for, see, now I can't find out where the hands raised are. Y'all know this is only my second, like, coaching thing. And I see, I thought, oh, two people, look, I found it. Thank y'all for bearing with me and, like, allowing me to be new and all of the things. I'm going to figure it all out one day and it's going to be seamless and it's going to look so easy. It is, I promise. So Carolyn, you are first. If you are, hope you're not on the toilet or driving, make sure if you've raised your hand that you're in a place with good internet, that we can hear you and that you are not driving and you are safe. All right, Carolyn.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am fabulous.
Can you see me? I don't think you can yet.
I see you. And I'm trying to, usually it lets me ask you. Let me see. Oh, promote to panelists. I bet you that is what it is.
Hello.
Yay. Look, I told you, I'm going to figure it out. Y'all just have to bear with me.
So I'm not driving. I'm on the toilet, but I did just get off the Peloton, so excuse the hair.
Oh, fun. I have never gotten into it. I have never gotten into it. I'm not a bike rider. My daughter goes to those little spin things all the time. It's not my jam. It's just not my jam.
I didn't think it was mine either until I got plantar fasciitis and I had to find another method.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you love it. You know the queen loves it.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
So I have to say, your first coaching call was on fire, so I had to get on and coach with you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So what do you want coaching on?
So I've been watching my thoughts for a little while now, and Kathy has coached me on my work relationships before, and I'm now not struggling with the outside ones, but I'm struggling with the inside ones of my expectations of myself.
Okay.
And I've noticed I tie a lot of self worth to my work performance. And I don't think that is serving me, but I don't know how to disconnect from it completely.
So when
I should say.
Yeah. When is the last time this happened? Like that you were like, whatever, about something that was going on at work? Like you didn't think it was good enough. You were disappointed in yourself.
Oh, today.
Okay. So what happened?
So I'm an engineer. I'm going to say that right now. I designed seatbelts and airbags for the automotive industry. And I did all my testing. I wrote this big report. It was 500 pages long. Gave it to my director. I was so proud of him. I'm like, this is the best one I've ever written. And he goes, well, this is crap. I'm like, ugh. He goes, it isn't worded how I wanted. And I'm like, okay, how can we work to make this better? And he's like, it's not worth me telling you. Just give me the Word document and I'll do it myself. And I just felt like shit.
Right.
So I don't, and I realized that it's like, I felt like shit because I'm like, I'm never going to get this. I'm not a good engineer. And yeah, so, and everybody tells me I'm a good engineer. And sorry, I got a call. It's coming back. Everybody tells me I'm a good engineer. Everybody tells me that I'm doing a really good job. I'm doing all the right things. And I don't know how to get out of his model. So I know that's part of my issue. Kathy has coached me on that before, but I don't know how to get out of the model.
Right. So, I mean, he said, this is, you know, this is not good. Just give me the Word document.
Yes.
So did, it was just the report that he was referring to, right?
It was, yes.
So not your work as an engineer.
That's I didn't think of it that way.
Right. You didn't go to school to write reports, did you?
I did not, no.
Right. So he said that this is crap. Just give me the Word document. Right? And then you thought what?
All sorts of negative stuff about myself. Like he's never going to give me the chance to fix it. I'm never going to learn if he doesn't show me how to fix it. All of this, like, I want to be given the opportunity to try to fix it myself and like learn to be better. And I didn't feel like I was given that opportunity and my brain just kind of spun out on it.
Right.
Like kind of like, I started thinking what he's thinking, like, oh, she's hopeless, all of this stuff.
Right. So I'm never going to get any better.
Yes.
And then how did that make you feel?
Like garbage. It was kind of, yeah. I wanted to eat my way through the kitchen. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. We're going to go upstairs. We're going to get on the bike. We're going to take a longer ride than normal and see if we can make it to the coaching call. It's kind of how I got out of the kitchen before the overeat happened.
Right. Well, that was good then. I mean, you recognized what was going on and then you like, we're like, no, that's not how we're going to solve this anymore. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you rode the Peloton for longer, which is, I mean, that's great. So you felt like crap. So what did you do? You rode the Peloton, you beat yourself up, right?
Oh yeah. That happened. Definitely happened.
Right. So what did you do? Did you just go back to your desk? Like, what did you do?
Honestly, it happened at the end of the day. So I left because we have a bad snowstorm here in Michigan. I kind of drove home, but my brain was spinning on it the whole drive home. And I came to the conclusion that I tie a lot of my self-worth to work, and that didn't seem very healthy. Right. I don't know.
So you spin yourself around, you get in his head.
Yes.
Which is, you know, always so helpful, right?
It never is.
Yeah.
But I haven't found the stop button yet for when that starts to happen.
Right. Well, okay. We'll go through this though. And when you are always trying to figure him out and worried about him and what he is thinking and what he wants from you, right? Then you never give yourself the opportunity to improve your own skills. And to become your own person, right? Because you're so worried about what he is, about what's going through his head. But the truth is, are you really ever going to know what's going through his head?
No.
No. And your work as an engineer is good. That's not what he was referring to. The report is not exactly like he wanted it. So what could you do? You're like, he's never going to give me the opportunity to get any better. What could you do?
Honestly, that's kind of where I got stuck because I had another engineer read the report ahead of me. He said it was good. I had another manager read it ahead before I gave it to him because I was anxious about giving it to him. And they said it was really good and really detailed and had everything it needed. And then it was kind of like I tried to do everything to prevent this from happening and I still got kind of smacked in the face by it.
So he has a way he likes things done.
Yeah.
Right?
I think you're getting it. Just kind of let it go. I can't
But the whole thing, like, if he has a way that he wants it done, how could you learn that way? What could you do now to see how he wants it done?
Read what he writes?
Yeah. I mean, is that a way that you could get better and give him more of what he wants?
That's honestly, that's what I tried to do this report. I read a bunch of other reports he had proofed for other engineers. And I tried to mimic it and make it very similar style, similar formatting. That's why I wasn't expecting to get hit in the face like this.
Yeah. Well, he didn't hit you in the face. He was like, this is not how I want it done. All the rest of it is the story that you're telling yourself. I mean, he said, this is not, just give me the Word document. I'll just do it myself.
Yeah.
That's all he said. I mean, you get to pick what else was in his head. I mean, he could have had a fight with his loved one. He could have been having a bad day. It might not have anything to do with you at all.
That's interesting. I did not think of it that way.
Because you're bringing it all back to you as a person. But, I mean, who knows?
I didn't think of it that way. I guess it's just, I'm struggling because we've had interactions like this before. And I've tried going other ways with it. And it just never seems to pan out. Like, it never... I see a distinct difference between how he treats me versus how he treats the guys on my team. So I coach with Kathy on that. And she's like, again, you want it all to be fair and it can't be fair. You just kind of got to live where you are.
Yeah.
And I think I'm still struggling with that as well.
So, but what are the good things? Let's focus on the good things that came out of this report.
It's all written down. It's all there. I know that. I know all
other people looked at it and valued your work, right?
Yes.
So one guy.
I guess I can't figure out why I'm seeking his approval so heavily and not taking the others at face value.
Why are you?
I guess because he oversees our entire department. He controls my raises and bonuses. So I think that's part of it.
Right.
But I can't, I feel like if I let it go, I'm going to be letting go of possibly the raises or the bonus or the promotions that I could be eligible for if I worked to conform to his pattern.
Right. But I mean, you can improve and look at his stuff and do whatever it is, but like ultimately you're not responsible to make him happy. What is your responsibility at work?
Do the testing, find solutions, and write the reports.
Yeah, to the best of your ability. Is that what you did in this case?
Yes, I think I rewrote that report 6 or 7 times before I finally gave it to him.
I mean, what else can you do? What is better than your best?
It's a very good way to look at it. Very good way.
What he thinks and feels about it is up to him. And you can go back and look at it and see, like, hey, wonder what I could have, what did he change that I didn't change? Maybe I'll do that next time. But ultimately, all you can do is your best. And then he gets to say and do whatever he wants to say and do. And it may not have anything to do with you.
I think I need to learn to accept that. And I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah. But I mean, that is where, like, that's where, you know, practicing the new thought that you want to think comes in. Right? Like, you don't just like decide, like, he gets to think and feel whatever he wants to think and feel, and I'm only going to do my best. That didn't happen like once, like, oh, here's my new thought. Yay. You know, the next time this happens, which it probably will. I mean, at any job, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
your boss is not necessarily happy about something for whatever reason. And you'll have to continue to remind yourself, this might not have anything to do with me. I've done my best. And then they're going to be like, but he probably doesn't like me, but I may not get a raise, but I may not, like, all those thoughts are still going to come up. And you have to just remind yourself, it's out of my hands. I've done my very best. And he gets to think and feel any way he wants to. And then the next time it's going to come up again. You just have to keep practicing.
That's very true. I don't think I've been doing a very good job practicing that.
And I mean, you'll get better at catching the thoughts. At first, it's like, you know, you catch 1 out of 10 thoughts. Right? Like it's the same with overeating. It's the same with work stuff. Like whenever you do your models and you come up with a new thought that you want to think, they don't just, you know, stick in your brain. They have to be practiced and reminded and intent. I mean, that's why they're an intentional model, right? Like they have to be intentionally, you have to intentionally focus on remembering them.
Yes, I do need to. Yeah. Maybe I need to pull in some of your sticky notes at work too.
See, my computer is sticky note central over here.
I'm sticky note central at home. I'm not so much sticky note central at work. Maybe I need to change that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is, I think that's where, I mean, I've noticed that a lot, like since I started, you know, working here specifically, and I do ask coaches a lot. It is, I have my model. Why is this not becoming automatic? But it really is practice. It's being super intentional with that new thought.
And how do you become more intentional in the moment? Like, again, I know you can watch it and try to change it, but I don't always catch it in the moment. Is there something I can do to catch it more in the moment other than the stickies?
Well, you know what though? I think that what you're doing is you're doing it right. So you didn't really know today what the new thought was going to be. But you knew what you were thinking was not serving you. So you stopped and you're like, I'm not going to eat over this. I'm not going to do what I've done in the past. Like, I know that I want to think something different. I'm not really sure what it is, but I'm going to figure it out. That was your new thought today. I'm going to figure this out and not with food.
Yeah. That did come through. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was your thought today. So that's like you're aware that your thoughts were leading you down a path to overeating. So now you have a better thought. You're going to be like, I've done my best. He has his own model. I'm not getting in his way. Whatever the thought is that you decide to think, you'll start to, because you've already started to recognize that this way of thinking is not the way that I want to think. And so now you have this other thought and you're not going to always catch it at first. Like I said, but you'll probably walk into his office. You'll start to feel like, you know, if he says something's not right, you'll start to feel like maybe a little bit of flustered, like a little bit of, you're like, oh, I start recognizing this feeling. I can, you know, and then you start listening to your brain and you're like, oh yeah, here it comes. But it really is like, but you've already started that path. Today, you already started that path. So that's really how it works. I mean, you're seeing it right now. Like in what you did today was absolutely perfect.
Well, thank you. I feel a lot better.
Yeah. Girl, just reread that report. See what happens.
Thank you so much.
All right. I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Look, now I got to figure out what I'm doing. Change role to attendee. I'm getting it. I'm getting it, ladies. I'm getting it. All right, bye. All right. And remember, if you want to ask a question, all you have to do is post it in the Q&A if you have a question. Let's see. We have some hands raised. Sharon, are you ready, Sharon? Let's see. Promote to panelist. I'm figuring this out, y'all. I'm going to figure this out. Yay. All right, Sharon, can you hear me?
Hold on. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's Sharon. It's my friend Sharon.
It is. Hey,
hey. How's it going?
It's going. I am so excited, first of all, to be coached by you. I'm super excited for you. I am like loving following you.
Well, thank you.
Super excited. Love it.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I'm in my car, but I pulled over, so it's a little dark. So sorry for that.
All right. What you got?
All right. Well, so I took a bunch of notes so I would know what I wanted to talk about. This was like a spur of the moment when I was not planning on coming on. But okay, so since December, I have gained 10 pounds.
Okay.
I have not gained any weight in almost 3 years since I like lost my initial, you know, good chunk, almost 50 pounds. And since December, I've gained 10 pounds. I am just like miserable about it. I'm embarrassed. And the self-talk, like the thoughts in my head that keep coming out are like, this is a spiral. I'll never get out of it. I'll just gain it all back. And then, you know, and then a bunch more. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. I know what I need to do. I think I know what I need to do, but I'm not doing it.
So why did you gain 10 pounds since December?
Well, so in August, my son tore his ACL playing football. And then 2 days later, we started our home, a big house, like our whole house remodel. And so I did really well for those from August to about December, like holding it together. There was like so much going on with my son and surgery, and our house is, I mean, an absolute disaster. And I did really good then. And finally the remodel wrapped up in December. And my son was in a better spot. And I think I finally was like, okay, relaxed a little bit in my mind. Like I was so like on high alert for like all the things I had to do. I think once my mind kind of relaxed, I started to get out of the habit of planning, because I couldn't find my planner because, you know, the remodel was a disaster. Well, it wasn't, but at the time it was. I stopped planning, which I almost was at 365 plans, you know, in a row. And then I just think I started eating, because I think it was like the emotional like release that things were getting better, and it was almost like a treat. That's kind of how it started. Like different, like getting takeout or having an ice cream. And I just like almost never stopped. I just kept going.
Because you didn't have a plan, right?
I did not have a plan. Nope.
So what did the planner have to do with you making a plan?
Oh, it had nothing to do with it, but it was like, it wasn't right in my face. So I kind of easily just, in quote unquote, forgot about it. Like it was a choice to not plan. Yeah. It also, like, as I was writing something, I thought, you know, about how I say, you know, I was almost at 365 plans in a row. Yes, that's a fact, except, but those plans never helped me. No, that's not true. I never lost any weight. I maintained for this past year. So the plans I was making were not quality plans. Yes, I was making them, but they weren't quality. Like they weren't realistic. I was not following them a lot of times. So those are like stories I was definitely telling myself that were not true. My plans were not quality. And I don't, like, I wasn't following the hunger scale. I've been working the last 2 weeks really hard on trying to figure out my twos. It's like something I hadn't done previously. I don't know.
Are you making a plan now?
Yes. Yes. So starting in January, the middle of January, I got back on making plans, and I make them, I assess them. I'm doing all that.
Okay. How are you following them?
Not well.
So why are you not putting all the stuff on there?
I think that I am putting, when I say I'm not following them, it's more just like overeating.
Okay.
So I'm still, what I put on my plan is what I eat, but I'm eating way too much. So like when I did like the half my meal, you know, throw it away, looking at what the half that was left was way too much food. Like, so I'm over serving, I'm overeating.
Wow.
Why am I doing that? Sometimes I think, well, I haven't written too much about why I've been doing it. I don't want to say I don't know, but I'm not sure.
So you're eating and you have some food left on your plate and you know, look, we all have that little like, I think I might have had enough kind of a thought. And then you continue to eat.
Yeah, I do.
What are you thinking in that moment?
I'm thinking I should stop. And then I'm also thinking I don't want to. And I try to do these things like, you know, I want my goals more, you know, I think those things. I want my goals more than I want this food. But sometimes that's just not true. And I've said to people, like, I feel like I just turn my brain off so that I don't, like, even allow the thoughts to come in. Like, stop eating, you're eating too much. I kind of zone out a little bit.
I know, but I want you to see, like, what you're saying.
Go ahead.
Like, stop eating. You shouldn't eat this much. You don't need any more. Like, is that a great way to, like...
No.
Like, I mean, you know, you have a son, you said. So, yeah. Like, you know, stop doing that. You shouldn't do that. That's a terrible idea. You need to stop right now. Like, does that ever work?
No. I mean, my self-talk probably is a little bit horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, the things I wrote down that I'm thinking about myself, when I was writing them down before I was getting on with the call with you, I was like, ooh, those are terrible. How did I let this happen? I'm the worst. You know, when people see me, they must be thinking like, oh, look at her. She's gaining all the weight back. It's terrible. The things that I'm thinking.
I know, but I want you to say this, like you have literally like this month of not planning. What realizations have you come to?
Well, I know that I way overserve myself. My portions are way too big. I'm not paying attention to my twos. Like those are things I wasn't even allowing to come into my head. But now like I'm trying to be super, super aware.
What if this is the best thing that could have ever happened?
Well, that would be amazing. I think that sounds
great. Because you said like, I've been making these plans. Didn't really follow them. I'm realizing they're not realistic. I realize that I've never really like followed my hunger scale, all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. What if gaining this 10 pounds is the path to weight loss?
I would love to believe that.
Why can't you believe that?
Are you telling me that's true? Then I will believe it.
It depends on how does that feel? When you think, I have learned so much from this 10-pound weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
It has given me so many tools that I can use now moving forward and see how I want to proceed. How does that make you feel?
It like I felt a little glimmer of hope while you were saying those words. That sounds really good. That would be amazing.
Right. So why can't that be what you believe about this weight gain? I mean, you have learned so much over this time. Like you have 10 pounds of knowledge.
I think that sounds great. Because I will agree with you because those 10 pounds, I guess if I hadn't gained the 10 pounds, I would have continued to make these plans that I wasn't following.
Right.
Because
you wouldn't have been really following your hunger scale. You wouldn't have been doing all this stuff.
That's very true.
But you were so busy beating yourself up over the 10 pounds.
Yeah.
You never asked yourself, what have I learned? What did this teach me? How is this going to help me moving forward?
Oh, that's so much better. That's so much better than what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's really good. I would love, that sounds like such a better choice of thinking.
Right.
Because I don't want to have gained 10 pounds for no, and learn like for nothing, to learn nothing. And then just gain 10 more pounds and gain 10 more pounds. Like,
and the whole thing is, you came on here telling me what you had learned.
Yeah.
Like, you learned it, but you like spent so much time throat punching yourself that you didn't take that as your fact. But you know, you said, is that true? Yeah, it's true. You're the one that told me it.
Yeah. That is, you're right.
You know, like on that one of those first calls that I did, I was talking about like put the butt in the right place, put the butt like, you know, where it belongs. Yes. Yeah. You know, because you were like, I learned that I need to, you know, follow my hunger scale, but I've gained 10 pounds. I've learned that I'm gonna, you know, that I need to make more realistic plans, but everybody's, you know, but I'm gonna gain all my weight back or whatever it was. Like, it's like, you know what? I didn't make a plan. You know, I didn't make a plan for a month or whatever it was, but I learned so much from it. I've not been following my hunger scale, but now I know what I need to do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I always was leaving blank in the planner, like the hunger, you know, the hunger, what was your hunger, you know, to start? What was it? What number were you at the end? Like, I was never filling that out. And now I'm doing that. Like, okay, this is such a better thought. And I'm sure it seems so obvious, but it was not going to come to me on my own. I was not going to come to this on my own.
I mean, a lot of times when you're like spinning out, I mean, that's why we're here, right? That's why you have us here, is because, you know, we can see some stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I say this all the time. All of the coaches here, even Corinne has a coach.
Yes.
Like, we all have coaches because there are so many things that like leave us and we're, you know, you get so caught up in it, you can't see it.
Right. Okay, that's awesome, MJ. Thank you. I wrote it down and I'm in love with thinking of it that way instead.
Oh, I love that. I'm in love with thinking it. That's great.
It is great. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. I'm glad it's right. Helpful. Let us know how you're doing.
I'll check back in. Thank you.
Good. All right.
Bye.
Figuring it all out, ladies. All right, let's see. I have a couple Q&As. I'll answer those, and then I will get to the raised hands. Emily, how can I use PMP principles to take a look at my whole life and how I'd like to level up things other than weight loss? Such a good question. You know, you can have thoughts about... you know, you have thoughts about everything, not just food, right? Like, you have thoughts about your husband, you have thoughts about your kids, you have thoughts about your job. Like, the first caller was having thoughts about her job, and it was not about eating. So the model works for everything. So you can decide what you want to think and feel about different things that are going on in your life. So, you know, you start out learning all of this in relation to weight loss. However, it translates into every single thing else in your life, you know? I mean, it really, really does. My daughter, many of you know, has got, you know, mental health issues. A lot of times, my models are around her and how I want to show up best for her. And, you know, whenever I'm starting to think that I'm stressed and I start to think that, like, oh my gosh, you know, whatever, and I'm not showing up as my best self for her, I decide how I want to think and feel about the questions that she's asking me and about her calling 20 times a day and about, you know, yeah, about all those things. And then the other thing that you can do if you level up other things than weight loss, I actually answered an Ask Coaches question about this morning. Like, you know, I was never a morning person at all, like never. And so I took those little 1% level ups because I wanted to be a morning person. I wanted to be a person who got up and exercised in the morning, and because I knew that I was really not an afternoon exerciser and I wanted to start exercising. But in the afternoon, like, kids forgot to like tell me they needed to go to Walmart to get something for their project, or I ended up working over at work and couldn't, you know, just whatever. I was just tired, had all the excuses, but I knew that at 6 a.m. nobody was ever going to ask me for anything. My job was not going to ask me. My kids were not going to ask me. My husband was not going to ask me. So that was my goal. And I literally started, I was a 6:30 a.m. riser, and I started backing my alarm clock up 10 minutes. That was my 1% level up. I got up at 6:20 instead of 6:30. And then I kept backing it up 10 minutes at a time, you know? So, and then the other thing I did too was the first thing I changed, I laid out my clothes at night for exercising. And so really for the first month of me being a morning exerciser, I would get up, I would put on my workout clothes, and I would go sit in my chair and watch the news. I didn't even exercise. I just put my clothes on. That was my level up. I got out of the bed, put on my workout clothes, and I sat in the living room. That's really what I did. It took me about a month. And then my exercise was walk around the house for 5 minutes. That was my exercise, my very first exercise. So I hope that helped, Emily. Anonymous, how to manage the idea of my weight loss is taking so long. You know what? Weight loss is going to take how long it takes, right? Your idea of what is slow is just your thought about it, right? Because different people lose at different rates. That's just how our bodies work. And sometimes along the weight loss journey, you may see that you have a season that you lose really slow, and then it may pick up, and then it may slow back down, and then it may pick back up, or it could be about the same speed the whole way through. And that is how your body just works. That's how your own body releases weight. So the best way to do it is just to say, I'm serving my body. I'm listening to my hunger. I am losing this for the last time, the way that I'm going to live it for the rest of my life. And that's exactly the story that you keep telling yourself. And I am losing as fast as my body will release this weight, which is at its own speed, right? So you just have to keep reminding yourself that your body is, you know, it's doing what it does, because you are doing what you're doing to help it release the weight. So I just always, like, y'all know I'm self-love. I love self-love and I love stickies. Those are my two loves in life. So I always think, like, how can I love myself through whatever I'm thinking? And really it is just your body's way of losing weight. And, you know, be thankful that it's releasing the weight in a way that you probably are loving the way that you're eating, right? Because you're making your own plans, which is so awesome. It is so awesome. All right. Let's see. I'm going to pull up Caroline. I hope you're ready, Caroline. Let's see. Promote to panel. Hello, can you hear me, Caroline? Oh, hey. I cannot hear you. Yeah, go look at your settings and see. I have unmuted you on my end. I cannot hear you. We will give Caroline a minute to get on here. Has everybody liked the hunger scale challenge? It's pretty awesome. I have enjoyed it this week. I always love it. When these challenges come up, I am like all in. Your girl MJ is leaving half her stuff. Today I left all of my almonds. It was more than two bites, but I left it. And then tonight I wasn't even hungry for dinner, and I probably won't eat after this call. I just was not hungry. I've just not been hungry. Probably because I got behind on my water. Y'all, I still have this much water left. So I had to guzzle water. And then I think I just wasn't, it just made me not be hungry. But y'all know I plan chocolate every night. So I do have chocolate on my plan later. So if I'm hungry, I will eat my chocolate because I do plan it every day, every single day. Caroline, let me see. I'm going to see if I can start your video. If you are still not up, I may unpromote you. And then I'm going to change the role to attendee, Caroline. And then whenever you, oh, she left. That's what we'll do. I'll come back to you in just a minute, Caroline. Sierra. Let me see. All right. Let's see if we can get Sierra up. Let me see if I can get Sierra's. Oh, Caroline, I will call on you next. Okay. Because I see your hand raised. Sierra, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Oh, Lord. Listen, I have seen so many of your calls. Do you know what a fan I am of yours?
Oh, no.
You're talking to us like a PV celebrity. I'm so excited.
Well,
I saw your name.
My pleasure.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's me.
It's really you. In really life. I'm so excited.
That's hilarious. Okay. First time getting coached by you. I'm excited.
It's my first time meeting you, so I'm excited my own self.
It's going to be a doozy. No, I'm just kidding.
It's me a softball. I think I've listened to every word.
Oh, my dog is angry. Okay. All right. So I'm having all the mental drama.
Okay.
So I guess without getting too much in the weeds, I am having some mental BS around feeling superior for doing thought work. So me and my wife got into an argument today. Okay. It's been a rough time for us, as a lot of people know. You know, we've lost some people last year and earlier this year, so we're going through it emotionally, and, you know, me getting into the job world and we're moving soon. So emotions are high. I find myself often getting frustrated when we communicate because she doesn't do thought work, but I do. And so I kind of go into coach mode with her instead of being life partner.
Right.
And so we're going to have a discussion today or tomorrow, just to recap from our conversation earlier and to cash things out. But in my mind, I'm just like, she should be better. She should actually work to make her mind better so we can actually communicate on the same level and all of that. And I find myself frustrated.
I was listening to something today that said should is a red flag.
See, I know this.
Yeah, like, I love that. I thought that was so good. Because it's like, when you say should, you are like writing down a manual of how the other person should be. You know, how you expect, like, the other person to be. Yeah.
So it's like,
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you argue with everybody else, like at work and all that kind of stuff?
No.
They probably aren't doing thought work either.
Well, I don't have to live with them. I can turn them off and not have to think about them until the following day.
Well, you can turn her off right too.
Well,
why is she different? Is she there right now?
No.
Well, you're not having to deal with her right now. Just like you're not having to deal with the people at work right now. So why is she different?
Because I married her. And I feel that my marriage should be a certain way. And that we both should, the word again, be working at the same level with the same amount of effort. I don't know. I guess I'm just shitting all over myself because it's like, I know I can't change her. And I know from experience that, you know, I only have control over me. And that if I want this relationship to be better, then I have to do what I need to do for me to think of it better. But I keep saying that to myself. And then in my head, I'm mentally throwing over tables because the shoulds coming in is like, okay, that's fine and dandy, but she should. And then now I'm frustrated.
And she probably has a lot of shoulds for you too, right?
Definitely. That's one of our things we need to discuss, that maybe when I bring up something, you probably shouldn't shit all over me when all I said was one comment. But, you know.
Well, let's see what's going on. So what happened? Like, what is this scenario?
Okay, this scenario. Well, it's been a compilation of things over the past couple of weeks. But today, I basically was over listening to her complain about work and basically said, like, either change your mind around it or change your situation. Because she complains every single day, multiple times a day. And today I was overhearing it. So, but then that kind of like turned into the overall arching argument, which wasn't on task for what we were actually discussing, which is there have been some times in our relationship where I have needed her to help me and she has been unwilling to help me in the way that I need to be helped and is resistant to do certain things because she's not asked in the right way, or she doesn't feel like doing it, or she doesn't see the value in her doing it. So it's been in different situations, but just the same common theme of there's a lot going on and I'm the one taking on 80% of the responsibility. And she thinks because she goes to work, that's enough.
Right.
And I don't think that. So
why is it a problem that she's just going to work and then she, you know, that's what she does.
Well, I just think that I do more than her. And I have expressed in many different ways that I do not like doing all the things that I do for our household and our relationship, on top of me also working and previously being in law school. And I haven't seen in that regard any changed behavior. And so I'm frustrated because I keep trying to change my thoughts and trying to get in the mindset of if I want the dishes washed, it doesn't matter who does them. Or if I want the puppy to eat at a certain time, it doesn't matter who feeds him. But that little insidious thing in the back.
But this is what I want you to see. You're the one that wants, she didn't care if the dishes are done or not.
But she wants to eat off of them.
Well, I mean, you're choosing to wash them. I can almost assuredly promise you, if you never washed a dish in that house, and she got hungry.
No, I tried that. Literally, I tried that. Didn't touch the kitchen for weeks. Didn't get done until I went in there to do it.
Because you made a choice to go in there and do it. You'd had enough.
Well,
yes. You want the dog fed, and she doesn't want to feed the dog on your timeline. Mm-hmm. So you make a choice. You're like, you know what? I want the dog fed. I'm choosing to go do it right now. And you know what? I'm going to punish you because I did it.
Well,
I want the laundry done, and I want it done like this.
Well, I do my own laundry because
You know what it is? I want the bathroom clean.
That is the line.
I want the bathroom clean, and I don't want to be in filth, so I'm choosing to do it. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to blame you because you didn't.
Well, that's how I feel.
But it's your choice. It's all your choice. Let me tell you a story. You'll love this story. When we got married, I told my husband I wanted things divided. I was like, you have to have a job. Like, I'll do everything else, but you have to have a job. And he said that he was going to clean the bathrooms once a week. I'm like, sounds like a plan to me. So first week, they didn't get cleaned. Second week, they didn't get cleaned. And he's Middle Eastern, so it's a hot mess in there. So he sheds like a bear. It got so bad, I wore shower shoes. I wore shoes in the shower because I was like, you have one job. And you know what? After about 6 weeks,
It's one job.
I know.
One job.
But you know what? That was my choice, was that I wasn't going to do that job. And that was my choice. And I was willing to wear shower shoes. Now, it was getting to the end of my rope. I was about to make the choice to clean it because I couldn't take it any longer. However, I was 20 and I was going to prove a point. But, you know, but that's what I'm saying. It's all your choice. You can't punish her for your choice. You can't. You choose to go do it. I am on your wife's side. What's her name?
Kiana.
Kiana, I'm Team Kiana.
Well, Team Kiana got to take the puppy outside when she get home. I guess I just haven't let the frustration run its course. It's not like I don't know how to be unfrustrated. I guess I'm just more frustrated at the fact that I know better, so I know I can do better, but that better is going to be I'm going to wash dishes and cook dinner and not say anything about it.
Because you're going to make a choice to do it because you want to eat.
But like, I don't know. I guess isn't there something to like complain about? Like, isn't there something?
No, I mean, it is all your choice to do the things. I mean, look, you have a choice. If she comes home and doesn't take the dog out, you have a choice. You can let the dog use the bathroom in the house, or you can choose to take the dog out. Those are your two choices.
But then it's like, okay. I don't know. I do all these things, right? And I'm choosing to do them. I get okay and comfortable with doing them because I want them done, so it doesn't matter who gets them done.
Right.
But like, then there's frustration of like, comes back to the should. Why shouldn't the person that lives here with you contribute to the household like you're contributing to the household? Maybe that's what it is. I think she should just be like me.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't clone yourself to marry.
At times I wish I did. but then I probably get tired of myself. So yeah.
You get on your own.
I don't know. I guess I just am caught in just, I guess, being self-righteous and think that I have the right way and that she should fall in line with that.
But you know what?
I don't think that's too much to ask.
But she shouldn't. And you know why? Because she doesn't. I mean, those are her choices. She's choosing what she wants to do, and you choose what you want to do.
But then that makes me frustrated because it's like, I'm choosing this and she's choosing that. So what does that mean for our marriage? Does that mean she doesn't respect me? See, my thoughts go everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
What does it mean? What does it mean that she does not want to wash dishes? You know what it means? She doesn't want to wash dishes.
That means she doesn't love me.
Oh, God.
I just feel like if you love somebody and they ask you to do a simple task, it should be, you should just be able to do it.
Why?
Because it doesn't require that much energy.
Maybe it does to her.
Well, it shouldn't.
I know. I think that you need to look at what you're choosing to do. Now, can you have a conversation with her? 100% you can have a conversation with her. You can tell her, look, this is kind of, these are my frustrations, and I would like for you to do these two things. Like, I want to give you these two jobs. And she gets to decide if she wants to do them or not.
I got a TVL about this and do a couple models because I... That just makes me so enraged, and I don't know why it makes me so enraged.
Why? Because she should. She should want to contribute. She should do. She should help out. She should. No, she shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
That's because she doesn't. And you choose to do that. You choose to do the things, which is awesome of you. That makes you an awesome person.
Doing everything all the time again.
Because you choose to. Nobody's for it. You don't have to do any of it. You don't have to do a thing. You don't have to wash another dish. You do not have to scrub another toilet. You do not have to vacuum another floor. You don't have to cook another meal.
I'm half and half on that one. Because half of me wants to do it because it's done to my standards. And the other half of me thinks that's a lovely plan to just not do it. But then it won't get done. So who's going to do it?
How do you know it won't get done?
Because I've tried not doing it before and it didn't get done.
Because you eventually chose to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much fun. You don't feel self-righteous when you're the one choosing it.
It does take a little bit of self-righteousness. Look at everything I'm choosing to do.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to do some more work on that because... Yeah, I should either choose to do it or choose not to do it. It shouldn't matter what.
And they don't blame her because she's choosing not to, because you chose to do it.
Yeah. But it's like if I asked you and you say yes. See, I just need to just go right because I don't know. Maybe that's what's just tripping me up. It's just, my alarm's going off. Just, I feel like she should show up like I do.
Yeah, that never works.
Well,
it would be nice.
It would be lovely. It would be so amazing.
Here's my manual for you. If you could just follow it every day for the rest of your life, it would be so awesome. That's not how it works. If you could flip to page 23 of the manual, it says that you're going to help me wash dishes. No.
I wish it were that way.
I know, but it doesn't work that way with anybody in our lives, right? Nobody.
Right. Old and the funny thing is, I don't expect anything from anyone else in the world. Just because I've done the relationships work and I've got over the mental hurdles with my parents and friends that I've had resentment with, and just with this particular thing, it's just like, it's like a boomerang. I think I'm like, okay, I'm good. I've done the work. And then it just comes back and I'm like, nope, still upset. So I guess
would really work on, like, you know, I'm choosing to do this. Like, that is your thought. That's your thought. This is my choice. This is what I'm choosing right now. I'm going to tell you, I got rid of have to. I eliminated it from my vocabulary about 6 months ago. It has been the best thing I've ever done in my life. Well, I mean, you know, there's the whole PMP and life coach school, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, seriously, I got rid of it. And it has changed my outlook on life.
I think that has to be my next step then. We've got to gratitude and all that stuff.
Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. I have to, because I have a lifetime. So
I know you
can either get there angry or I can get there, you know, happy and enjoyable.
You're choosing to have a home that you want with the woman that you want, being as clean as you want it to be.
See, it comes back to, I even chose her. See? Okay.
I know, you can't even get away from it.
Yeah, I'm choosing all of it. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta go digest that.
Digest. Go digest. It was so nice to meet you.
We'll do this again, MJ. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was fun. Y'all, I have watched all of our coaching calls. All right, couple Q&A questions here. How do I handle a week where my weight goes up and I get frustrated and want to give up? You just go back and look at your data. And sometimes your weight loss will not match it. You will have done all of the things, right? And then you will get on the scale and it'll be like up half a pound or, you know, whatever. Whatever it is, that's going to happen. Your weight loss is not linear at all. It will go up some weeks and it will go down some weeks. And it's all about your thoughts. Like, you probably had a thought of, you know, this isn't working. I'm never going to figure this out. I'm never going to lose this weight. But instead, you can have a thought of, I'm going to go back and look at my data. I'm going to figure this out. I'm no longer a person who quits on myself. I can see all the evidence in this, you know, group of women that this works, and I'm going to figure it out. I mean, those are the kind of thoughts that you want to have. Or, this does not make sense to me today, but I'm going to keep on for another week. I don't know if it was on Ask Coaches or on a coaching call, I don't even know, but like, she didn't lose weight for a couple of weeks, and then like 1 week she lost 4 pounds. And that's what Corinne is always called, like a fat mom. So sometimes you won't see the scale go down. You'll just keep doing the stuff. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoop, I've lost all of it. Like it all comes off in 1 week and you just really don't know what it is. But, you know, it could be that your body is hanging on to water. It could be something that you ate. I know Corinne told Kathy one time that sometimes you're just weighing the contents of your colon. I mean, you just don't know what it is. And, you know, you just figure it out. You're just a person who figures it out. And sometimes the scale is not going to go down. I mean, that is like, you can write that in stone. That's going to happen. Some weeks it's going to go up, some weeks it's going to go down, and some weeks it's going to stay the same. And you just have to decide, what am I making that mean about me and about my journey? And then you always, that's why Corinne, like y'all, this planner, when you go back and you look at your data, I mean, she has everything in here for you so that you can go back and mathematically look, you know, like how many times this week did I follow my plan? How many times did I eat past my two? Like, and you can just take all the drama out of it and look at your data. It's, that is the beauty of this planner, y'all. I'm telling you. I am on the Hunger Scale Challenge. First time. Congratulations. It's fun. I enjoy it. And leaving two bites behind got me anxious today. Do I need to stop and leave the bites behind when I'm in my plus two or before? Just leave two bites behind. Just leave, really, two bites. If you leave two bites behind and you're like two bites away from a positive two, it's only going to add, you know, you're going to get hungry like 30 minutes before you would have otherwise. I would really, that is what it is about, is about the drama and the thoughts. Like, you know, what thoughts are you having about, you know, what thoughts are you having about leaving food behind? What do you think that makes it, you know, what does that mean for you? You know, you can write in here and we'll see what your thoughts are about it. Cause I would like to know what you were thinking, like what your drama thoughts were about it. Cause, you know, that's the whole point of like even throwing half your food away last night, you know, it was like, what do you think about throwing it away or putting it up for the next day? You know, do you start to think this isn't enough? I'm never going to be satisfied. You know, I'm starving myself. My metabolism is going to be whatever the thoughts were that you were having. Like that's the beauty of this exercise, is just to see what thoughts come up for you. So I would like to know what you, what kind of thoughts you were having. All right, Caroline, I'm going to try Caroline again. Let's see if we can get it to work. Unmute her.
Hi.
I can hear you.
Yay. Sorry.
No, it's completely fine. Look, it all worked out just like it should. What do you need coaching on today?
So I am, I started last April and I probably really didn't do anything until November of just this past year.
Okay.
And I did pretty good through the holidays. But since then I'm just like, I'm not making plans. I almost never, stop eating at a plus two. And so I've done some journaling about it. And the two things that kind of keep popping up for me that I just can't seem to get my head around are, and they're both fear related, I think. But the first one is, in the last 5 years, I've had a lot of personal losses. Like I've lost both my parents and some other family members. And then before my dad passed away a few months ago, I was his primary caregiver for a long time. And he had like a billion surgeries. And all these things happened, with my mom and my dad passing away, really unexpectedly. They weren't expected, at least they weren't expected to me. And so I feel like some of my fears are related to, like being afraid of what the next shitty thing is that's going to happen. And then the other one, and then there'll be times when I'm doing really well and I feel like I'm feeling good and I'm feeling like I have this down and I'm on plan. And then I have this other fear of being successful. And I think it's related to like just not knowing, I don't know, just not knowing what that life is going to look like, and just more change related. Like, there's just been so many, I mean, I realize life is full of change, but I've just had like a ton of them in the last 5 years that it seems like I'm just afraid of any kind of change, which I realize I have no control over, but I still just can't seem to get my head around it.
Right. Well, let's talk about, because, you know, I want to talk about this not following the four basics, not making your plan, not doing the hunger scale, all the things. Doing water, yeah. Sleep?
Yes. I'm doing sleep for sure. I'm a great sleeper. and usually water's not an issue, but I haven't even been doing that lately.
Okay. So you get up in the morning, right?
Yep.
You know you need to make a plan. You think it probably crosses your mind, correct?
Yes, I actually get up early to do it.
Okay, and then, what are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself?
I'm just telling myself that I just, I'm constantly just distracting myself. Like, I just don't want to. I don't feel like it. Like, I'll sit there, I get up early in the morning to plan, and I'll sit there on my phone and like scroll through Facebook and shit like that and not do it. To just like avoid it.
Well, and why? Like, why do you not want to make a plan? Every morning you're like, I just don't want to, right?
Yeah.
What happens if you write it down? Have you ever made a plan?
Oh yeah. I've made like 30 or 40 plans in a row. Like, I did really well from like November to January.
What were your thoughts then?
My thoughts then were that I really wanted to, well, I was at my all-time high weight and I felt like shit. And I really wanted to make it through the holidays without gaining weight like I do every holiday.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I've lost 20 pounds since then.
Oh, so you have just decided like now you're done?
No, I mean, I just have a ton of weight to lose, which I think is also a hang up that I just am not sure that I just don't know if I'm capable of losing the amount of weight that I need to lose. That's in my head, I think, sometimes too.
Right. I mean, look, that model is easy, right? I'm not capable of losing the amount of weight I need to lose. Yeah. How do you feel?
When I say that,
it
feels like shit.
Yeah. And then what is the result of that? You don't write a plan, you don't follow your hunger scale, you don't drink your water.
Right.
And then you don't lose the amount of weight.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what do you want to think about weight loss?
I mean, I want to think that I'm capable of meeting my goals.
Why aren't you thinking that then? Why are you not choosing that thought?
Because I haven't ever done it before.
I mean, I know, but think about everything in your life that you do now that you had to do the first time.
It's true. Yeah.
I mean, you're saying it like, because I've never done it before, I probably can't do this. Because I've never done it. Right?
Right. I mean,
you had never driven a car until you drove a car.
Right.
You'd never gotten a job until you got a job.
Right.
All that worked out.
Right. I guess maybe it's because I've tried so many times before, and so I haven't been successful. So I don't know. So then I'm just having trouble feeling like this time's going to be any different. But then the other part of me knows that it's different because
it's different.
It's totally different.
Right.
I wouldn't even be here if it were the same as all the other times.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I want you to hear this new story that you're telling. Like, you're telling the story. Like, I know it's different because, you know, it's just different. It's like nothing I've ever done before.
Right.
I knew it works because I lost 20 pounds.
Right.
So why are you choosing the other story?
I mean, I guess because it's comfortable. I don't know. I don't know why I'm choosing that story.
Because are you comfortable now?
No. No. I mean, everything's familiar, but I wouldn't say I'm comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you're talking about like, what is the next shitty thing that could come? I mean, that's another thought that you're having. What if, I mean, shitty things are going to come.
Yeah.
And you have like, you have the good things so that you know how good things are.
Yep. I mean, I do know that. I tell that to my kids all the time.
Yeah. Why not tell yourself that?
Yeah. Yeah, I need to.
Yeah. So what can you do? So in the morning, you're going to get up and you're going to get up early and you're going to have your phone and you're going to say, I don't want to plan today.
I'm going to do it anyway.
It's an urge to not write your plan, just like
right.
For food. It's exactly the same thing. I mean, the feeling, the vibration in your body, the way that it makes your heart feel, the way that, you know, all the things, it's the same thing.
Yep, it is.
Exactly the same thing. It's no different. It's still an urge. It's an urge to not write your plan.
Right.
And why do you want to lose weight?
I don't want to have the health problems that my parents had. I want to feel good in my clothes. I want to have more energy and be around for my kids and my husband. I want to wear cute clothes. I've made a list before. It's lengthy.
When's the last time you read that list?
Oh, it's probably been months.
I mean, if you don't have a reason and you don't remind yourself of your reasons.
Right.
You have to make your reasons so like the forefront of your mind, because all of those excuses are going to be coming in. So
right.
It could happen. I just don't want to make the plan. I'm probably not going to lose this weight anyway. Like all of those thoughts are ready. They're practiced. They're rehearsed. Yeah. They have gone through your head for years. They're there, right? They're 100% there and they're not going away. So you have to have the other thoughts that you're going to choose to think to be like, that's shit. That's bullshit. And I'm not even going to believe that. I'm not even going to listen to that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, but it feels so nice. Like, I just don't want to.
Right.
And then you have to have your list of your compelling reasons. You have to have your list of what you're going to tell yourself. I mean, sure, like you can stack habits and you can do all of that stuff. Like you can sit in the same chair, lay your planner out at night, have a pen there with it, like make some, you know, rule that you can't, you know, that you can't look at your phone until it's time, like till the plan's written, all that crap. But it all comes down to your thoughts. What are you thinking and what are you telling yourself every day?
Yeah, I definitely have just been letting those old thoughts
run my mind. But you have the good thoughts. Like, we don't even have to find them.
Right.
Already have them.
Right.
You just have not been using them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I definitely know what they all are.
Yeah. have them all.
Yeah.
But it's the practice of it. It's the working on it. It's the reminding yourself of it. It is the being intentional with them.
Right.
It's reminding yourself of what you're going to think. I mean, like, one of my favorite questions, is it true? Is it true? You're never going to lose this weight. Is that true? No, it's not true.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to. Is that true? No, it's really not true.
That's true. It's not. Yeah.
You really do want to. You have this long list of reasons that you want to.
Right.
You know, I would rather go through Facebook. Is that true? No, it's not. It's crap, yeah. Right? All of that is crap.
Yep.
You know, is it true? No, it's not true. And this is why. Because I have all these brand new thoughts, these new stories that I'm going to choose to believe.
Yeah.
And you have them. You just have to use them. It's like, right. You know, they're like your tools in your toolbox, you know? Yeah. I mean, you have to use them.
Right.
And a lot of times what we do is like, and I know exactly, I mean, I know exactly what's happening. Like, you want to know the habit, like the action of it. Like, how can I, like, you know, what is the trick for, you know, showing up? And what is the trick for making me write my plan and all that? It's right here.
Right.
There's not like any magic, like if you, you know, if you wake up at 6:42 and you like, you know, whatever, and you click your heels together, like there's no habit of that. Like it is literally your thoughts about, and then call it bullshit on them. Like it's just straight up bullshit. And I'm not going to believe that crap anymore. This is the new story.
Yeah.
Because if you hear, like, I just don't want to do it. If you were like, you know what? That's crap. I do want to do it. I know this is going to work. I know that I'm going to be able to, even if you don't believe it all right now, just start practicing it. I'm going to show up. I want to, you know, be here for my kids and my husband. Like, you have all of these ways to combat it. Because if you change your thoughts in the morning to those new thoughts that you're trying to think, don't you think that you're going to be a little bit, you know, you're going to be a little bit more motivated, a little bit more excited, a little bit, you know, it's going to make you want to write your plan. You're generating the feeling that you want.
Right.
And like, well, it's never going to work. That's never going to motivate you.
No, it's not. It isn't. I mean, that's what I'm doing now. And it's.
Yeah. I would pull those compelling reasons out. I would read them and I would write one every single day in there. Like, look at the top of the page. I pulled mine out. My compelling reason.
Yeah.
It's at the super top of the page. The very first thing.
Yeah. What's dumb about that is that I have my list of, and I struggle every morning to think of one, but I have pages of them. Yeah.
Pull that out.
Yeah. Okay.
Remind yourself of them. You have all of the tools.
Yep.
I feel like like Dorothy, like Glinda. You've had the power all along. You've had the power all along. You should try to like intentionally think it.
Yeah. Yep, for sure.
Well, I hope that helps.
It does a lot. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I will talk to you. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We have a couple of Q&As. Reagan, I stopped eating dinner when I had the thought, is that enough? And then burped. Yep, there you go. It always works. Left about a quarter of the burrito, but don't think it will hold me for 3 hours. Any suggestion on that little bit between I think I'm at a positive two, but then no, I will be physically hungry in a short amount of time. So I'm assuming this was tonight, right? So you really don't know when you're going to be hungry again. And if you do notice that you are hungry, you know, just in a couple of hours, you could honestly be at your positive two. Those could be your physical signs of being at your positive two. It could just be what you ate. So like, for instance, if I add more fats, if I have like an avocado or I have nuts or I have cheese or something like that, it will tend to hold me for longer. If I have like a burrito with like a wrap on it, like more carbs and stuff, I don't stay satisfied for as long. So I would continue on with these physical signs and try different types of food and see if you notice that you get hungry faster, you know, get hungry a little bit more quickly, and really look at what you ate and see if it's the food that you ate that is not sitting with you for as long, or if actually you do need another bite or two. It's just really like, it's just being curious about your body and how it works and, you know, different cues and all that kind of stuff. So that's really what I would suggest. I would wait and see. You may not get hungry again, who knows? And then, but if you are, just, you know, just try it and see. Like, just see, and then if you notice that it's a pattern, then maybe you do need a couple more bites. This is from the question earlier about, like, leaving two bites behind, and then she was, I was asking her about her thoughts. The drama thoughts were, I'm going to be super hungry soon. What if I pass out? I'm just afraid of not eating enough and feel super hungry later. And then I have a binge. I don't know what I'm going to do with tomorrow's task. I haven't looked at tomorrow's. Who knows what tomorrow's is? I don't remember. I haven't looked at it. I mean, I've looked at all of them and now I can't remember what they are. So you're afraid of not eating enough and feel super hungry later. So if you're hungry later, you just eat a snack. Hunger is not an emergency, right? So we have a plan. And if you are legit starving, like if I am really hungry and I have drank the water and I have done the things and I don't have a snack planned and I am legit headache, stomach growling, -4, I'm going to eat some nuts. I'm going to mark myself off plan for the day and call it good to serve my own body, you know? So it is really honestly curiosity about what thoughts come up. I mean, you're not going to pass out. You're going to dine in, right? That's how our body works. And, you know, you're not going to be, I mean, you're not going on Survivor Island where, you know, you've only had a grub worm and one grain of rice. You know, you just ate earlier in the day. You're not going to be super hungry. That's what I would keep telling myself. I am not going to be that hungry. And if I do get starving at like a negative whatever, and I'm starting to get a headache and the shakes and all that stuff, I can eat something. I can eat something. I can choose to have something. Reagan with the burrito just said, thank you. You're right. I don't know. Definitely a thought. Did have a fourth of an avocado. Tomorrow's to get to a -4 and then get to a -4. Really, y'all, a -4 is like the stomach growl, right? It is a really good exercise to do because, you know, the -2 is like your first whisper of hunger, right? Like it's just, I'm a little bit hungry. So -4 is really, I know this is my sign that I'm at a -4. I really cannot focus well at all. Like I don't really pay very good attention at all. None. like I said, my mind starts to wander. I'm working on a task. I start to get like a little bit of a low grade headache. Not terrible, but like I definitely know that it is time to eat. And then my stomach, other people can hear my stomach. That's my negative four. And then I just, you know, just eat. It's really, I love that Corinne does that because it is really not as bad as you think it's going to be. It is really not. It is, I think that the one when you go to negative four, I think that's really what taught me that hunger was not an emergency. I was like, huh, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Here I am. I'm not dead. I'm not passed out. My stomach's just growling. It's okay. So, yeah, it's really not as bad as you think. It's Alejandra, I guess is how you say it. You can call me Alexa. Well, all right, Alexa. Laura, are you ready to get on this coaching call? Let me see. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, and you?
I'm great.
Good. Sorry, I was just finishing a piece of toast. All right. I'm here.
All right. So what do you want coaching on?
Well, so yesterday I was planned all day to do the thing at dinner.
Okay.
Throw half food away. I don't have any barriers to throwing food away as far as like feeling like it could feed somebody in China or any of that stuff. But I just really like the food. That's more my barrier. Different barrier than some, but so I planned all day. We were actually going to a restaurant. I knew exactly what I was going to order and that it would be plenty. Eating, I knew, you know what? I can easily eat the whole thing, but I can also be very happy with half. Well, then I ate all my fries and then I ate half or three quarters of my sandwich. So it didn't stop anywhere near half. And then after that, I had a holiday party to go to for work. We're kind of late. And then I, a little late. And I had put two cookies on my plan for yesterday. And of course, I then ate four. And now today, I just feel like, you know, piece of shit. Just all the negative things I can come up with. How I'm never going to do this. And I just like, I'm just struggling to kind of like, one, I'm struggling to like, why do I keep doing this? Like, I just completely ignore the voice that says to me, do you remember what your plan was? And I just like completely ignore it. And it's there. I hear it. And I just need, I can't figure out how to get myself to actually listen to it.
Right. So first of all, I want you to celebrate yourself. I know that's going to sound strange. However,
they left some food behind.
No, I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, okay.
Because probably before you became aware of like writing a plan and doing all things P&P, you probably just plowed through the food, never gave it a second thought, right?
That's true.
Right. So now this is your level up. Like you're recognizing. This is the, I need to stop right now. However, I am choosing to keep going.
Right.
So you are making that soft stop right now, right?
Yeah. I thought about it about five times.
Yeah.
I could leave this many fries. Well, I could eat a few more. Yeah. I totally thought about it.
Yeah.
And I just kept letting myself continue.
Right. So why? What was your thought in that moment? So you had fries, you ate all the fries.
I feel like I didn't really take time to think. I mean, I know Corinne would say that's not true. I know that. But
well,
I'm like,
I mean, this is the truth. Sometimes the thoughts are fast. They're practice, they're habit thoughts, they're just, mm-hmm. they're
yeah.
quick. They're very quick. They're there, but they sometimes are quick.
There was probably a little bit of, you know, the rest of the day's gone well. You know, you left bites behind at lunch. You had a very healthy lunch. I don't know. I mean, I don't recall exactly what my thoughts were, but my guess would be those are thoughts that come up frequently.
Okay.
So my guess would be something in there. I left a lot of bread behind because the sandwich had a lot of bread. I suppose that's good.
Right. So you finished your fries.
Mm-hmm.
And you ate 4 cookies. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Not, they're not small cookies either.
Well, they're cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I did actually do a model on this. My thought would be,
tell me your model. This is awesome.
Well, just that I'm trying to think, it's not in front of me at the moment. Basically that I was just never gonna do this.
Yeah. I'm never gonna lose this weight. How's that make you feel?
You know, a little bit paralyzed, like, just like, I feel like I just can't get it together. So I'm probably just going to sit and do nothing.
Right.
Which is really not going to help the situation.
So when you think, you know, I'm never going to lose this weight, what do? You overeat.
Yeah. I would say I eat and then.
And you don't listen to your brain.
Do not listen to my brain. Very true. I actually had not thought to put that down, but that is very true.
You have some fat girl thinking. Beat yourself up a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. I just feel like I could get coached on this every day. So it just feels very, like, defeated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you feel like you could get coached on it every day?
Because I feel like I do it every day or so something similar.
You did a model, right?
I did.
Did you do an intentional model?
Did I get that far? I'm trying to remember. I think, yes, I did. I did. I said my thought for the intentional model was I can do make the next best decision.
How does that feel when you think that?
Well, my first thought was that I can start over tomorrow. I can start fresh tomorrow. But then I kind of went to know I really probably better thought would be I can make the next best decision.
Yep. That was a good
one. I maybe am not buying that one as much right now. That may not be where I'm at. So I don't know if I need to go in between, but and then my feeling was, you know, that would give a little bit of hope.
Okay.
And then my action would be, I mean, I guess I hope I would pick myself up and, you know, keep going.
What does pick myself up look like?
Start again.
Well, you don't have to start again. You're just making the next best choice, right? That was your thought. I'm going to make the next best decision.
Okay.
So you don't have to start over. You're just making a choice.
Well, yeah. Okay. And I didn't mean start over at the beginning, but I just meant like get back on.
I know, but what I want you to see is like get back on like you've fallen off. Right?
Right. I do feel like I've fallen off. Yes.
But you haven't fallen. You made a choice. You made a choice to finish some fries and you had 4 cookies.
Yes.
And you're wanting to make the next best choice. When you talk about like, I've fallen off the wagon or, you know, what, I have to start again. Like, how daunting does that sound? I mean, that sounds like you got a mountain to climb. I got to start again.
Okay. Yeah. I was looking at it more like just start back where you are, like not go to the beginning, but just meet yourself where you are.
It's almost like, you know, it sounds like so easy and like, you know, I'm just going to start over and whatever else. But like those kind of things do cause your brain to be like, start over. Crap. We just, you know, like,
okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like it is very much the word choice that you're using. Because I know mm-hmm. what you meant in this moment,
Right.
But your brain goes to, like, every other time you said we have to start over. Like, it meant start over from the beginning.
So I need to start swapping out starting over for next best decision.
Next best decision.
Okay. But then, of course, you know, I just keep asking myself, and I did some journaling today on it, and I'm just like, I'm a terrible journaler, but I'm trying to learn how to do it.
Why do you even have to say I'm a terrible journaler?
It's just something I've
becoming a journaler.
Okay. I'm working on becoming a journaler, and I'm at the very beginning,
but what is
I'm it not even really do? Sure what it means to journal.
What does a journaler do? Let's define.
They write their thoughts, I guess.
So did you write down on a piece of paper your thoughts today?
I did.
You're a journaler. There you go.
Okay, I'm a journaler. So I did some journaling, and, you know, the question I keep kind of asking myself is, why do I keep making the poor choices? Why do I keep making the choice that really isn't going to bring me to where I want to be? Why do I make the choice, you know, to let myself down? I haven't really come up with an answer for that yet, but I'm working on it.
This is what I want you to do. It's all very negative. Why do I keep letting myself down? Why do I keep not making good choices? Like, look, what can I learn from yesterday and move forward today?
I do remember reading or seeing quite a bit of that. Yes, you are right. See, it doesn't seem negative. It seems like I'm asking myself a question that would be helpful, but you're right. When you re-say it, yes, it definitely does sound
right.
Negative.
And I mean, that's the same thing. Like, it's even like with like compelling reasons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I don't want to have health issues. It's, I want to be healthier.
I did, you know, I did make a pretty long compelling reasons list, and I had just been watching No BS at the time. So I did make them all in a positive form.
Yeah.
That I did.
But it really is like, it is about what questions are you going to ask to decide? Because really, the whole thing is, in the long scheme of your life,
mm-hmm.
you overate yesterday, right?
Yes.
Like, we can sit and we can think about it. We can figure out what happened and all that other kind of stuff. But you were having a thought that you've already solved that. I was having a thought. I'm never going to lose this weight. And we know that what was there. So now we need to go forward. What are you going to do now? How can you show up for yourself today? What is the next best decision I can make today? What did I learn from yesterday that is going to serve me going forward?
I need to put that question on all my discovery worksheets, I guess.
You know, Corinne said one time at camp, our past is our teacher, not our fortune teller. Just because it did not work yesterday does not mean it's not going to work today. But we spend so much time sitting back there thinking about the decisions that we made yesterday.
Yeah, I did just let myself really spiral. So that is very true.
Because you were like, you know why you were spiraling? Why do I keep letting myself down? Why do I keep making these terrible choices? It's like a beat down. It is like, you know, it's like, how am I doing all this wrong? Basically, is what you're asking yourself.
And I think when I go into it, what I think is I'm asking questions that are going to help me learn. But
the whole thing, you can either ask a question.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a couple of questions. You can either say, why do I keep not showing up for myself? Or how can I show up for myself today?
I do like your way better.
Right. And it like you said, the other way doesn't sound bad, but it's certainly not good.
Yeah. I do see that. I'll see if I'll work with that on some journaling and some discovery worksheets and try to word things differently and see if that's helpful to me.
Yeah, just see. It really is what you say and how you say it.
So do you have any tips for when you're in that exact moment and your mind is telling you, remember, you were going to get rid of half of this?
Right. It's an urge. I mean, yeah. You know, you have your discovery worksheets. Mm-hmm. You know, what am I going to do next time? That's when all of that, that's when you really want to remember those things. And the whole thing is, that's what I'm trying to tell you too. You start out with no awareness whatsoever. Now you have moved into some awareness of like, I need to stop right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So the next step is to bring those things back to mind that you've told yourself. And you can always do what I did, dump water on it. I poured water on it.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. Girl. I've actually heard that before, but I had never, years ago, I heard somebody say that probably in some, you know, other diet form or something, but that's a good idea.
I poured water on it.
I do push it away. And then sometimes, you know, you just pull it back.
And that, you know what, that's what I was doing. I mean, I would push it away and then I would pick and I would pick and I would pick. And then it really did help me get in the habit of stopping.
Okay.
Like just not finishing it. But I mean, that can go on your, what am I going to do next time? What am I going to do differently?
Well, you know what? I'll try that on Friday's challenge.
Well, there you go.
Because I think Friday's challenge is to go to a restaurant and throw half your food away.
But I want to know, what are you going to think in that moment? So your brain is going to be like, it's really good. I don't want to stop.
I think I'm going to try to think that it's just not going to bring me where I want to go.
And the other thing that y'all, I mean, all of y'all should really do is visualize. I'm telling you, it does work. Before you're going to go out to a restaurant, or before you're going to leave bikes behind, or before you're going to like go out with your family or whatever,
mm-hmm.
really sit down and close your eyes and imagine what it's going to be like to look at your plate and see half of your food and to push it away and to listen to the thoughts. And to not eat it. Because your brain, when you do that role playing in your brain doesn't know the difference between it actually happening and you thinking that it happened. So before okay. you go to dinner, you can already have a win under your belt.
Okay.
You can already have a win.
Visualizing will be new for me, like journaling. So I will work on that.
It took me a minute to get on board. I mean, y'all have to, I mean, I was completely, you know, I joined the tribe just like y'all did. And there were a couple things that like took me a minute, future self and visualization. And
I've never really done that. Like, I don't know.
I had never done it in my life. And it,
do you like literally, when you do it, do you like literally see?
It,
see yourself?
It's like, well, for me, like, I not necessarily I don't see, but like, I am mad because, you know, I mean, look, we're creatures. I usually end up on the same dang place. I know exactly what it looks like and who I'm going with.
Right.
So I sit down and I close my eyes and I take a few deep breaths and I just imagine the food just being in front of me and okay. like half of a plate, like the plate is half empty. And I've just imagined myself like, because I know now what satisfied feels like. Like, what does that feel mm-hmm. like? How's my body feeling? And then I imagine myself like, but the food is so good. It's so mm-hmm. good. I don't want to stop.
Oh, so you imagine what you're going to want to do. And
oh, yeah. You imagine.
You don't do it. Okay.
You imagine the urge to keep going. All the things. Imagine exactly what. Because you're going to have the urge to keep going. For sure.
Okay.
And you just imagine that. Like, what does that feel like in my body? Because you've probably had an urge before.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly how that feels, but it's mm-hmm. so good and I don't want to stop. And then what are you going to say? You know, I'm here to enjoy okay. the company that I'm with. The food is not going to make a difference. Yeah. You know, the food is not going to add to my experience at this restaurant. Or I'm, you know, going to keep this promise to myself. I don't eat more than I need.
Okay. So practice saying
my ass, all of it.
Practice saying the things that I need to say when I'm there. before I go.
Give yourself that win. It gives you a win.
All right.
It will give you a win.
Okay.
Yep.
I will give that a try.
All right.
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Yep. Have a nice evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm getting so much better at this, y'all. We have a couple questions. Lisa asks, what are the thoughts to have to avoid beatdowns when you go off plan or overeat? We just talked about some of those in this last call about how to turn, you know, some of those negative thoughts into positive thoughts. I feel like I avoid doing it because I don't want to feel bad later about the choice. I know I'm not supposed to beat myself down, but if afterwards I don't feel like I shouldn't have done it, I know how I will not do it next time. I really want to lose weight. I'll never lose if I overeat or eat chocolate. Girl, I'm about to go eat me some chocolate in a minute. Even if I plan it. So even if I plan it, I'll feel badly if I ate it. Those are just thoughts that you're having. And really the only way to get over them is to eat the things. And just be like, no, I'm still losing weight. Sometimes you have to eat the thing that you are the most nervous about eating in order to prove to yourself that you can eat the thing. And that is the honest truth. That is the best way to do it. Eat chocolate. Eat chocolate. And then, you know, I'm not going to lose weight. That's not true. You are going to lose weight. You'll be able to see that on the scale on Friday, right? And that's how you prove to yourself. If you are going to throw away half your food at a restaurant, would it be the same to put half in a to-go container before or after you? You can do that if you want to do that. And I do that at restaurants sometimes anyways. I'll go ahead and ask, is there any way that I can just, you know, when you bring it out, just bring out a to-go box and I'll put it in, I'll go ahead and put it in there, but you can absolutely do that. We have got 9 minutes and I have one person with their hand raised. I'm going to call her up and then, why won't it come up? Is your hand raised? Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got it. Christy, I hope you know that your hand is raised. Are you there, Christy?
I am.
Let me see if I can get your video started.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, you're sideways.
I think I'm here.
You are here.
Okay, but I'm sideways. All right.
You're sideways, but you are here.
Let me unsideways myself. There. Is that better?
No, you're straight.
No. Okay. Good deal. So my second coaching call. And I've listened to some of your other calls and they're great. So really enjoying you. So last week I coached with Kathy, about changing some medication. And I did a model and came to the realization that I'm managing my health. So that's felt good this week, but I am still fighting, like the previous caller, to actually do plans. I'm in an accountability group as of this year. I'm actually an April baby from last year. And I won't say I did nothing. I did a lot of thought work and I was so trapped in my thoughts. It was a bit much. So I started with the no BS in January. I thought I'd kick off a new year, but I'm still in that just don't want to do the plans. And I told myself, okay, I'm just going to do it. And see how it works. And it worked. I was losing. And so I have proof it works. I don't know why I don't want to do the plans. I just don't want to do them.
Why?
I think part of my old dieting mentality kicks in to some extent. To some extent, I think, like I know how to do this. I shouldn't have to write it down, that kind of thing. Like I don't want to be stuck with that forever. Thought goes through my head. And then the other part is some days I just don't care. It doesn't matter. I just don't care about doing it. So I have kind of two.
Are you wanting to follow it? You just don't want to write it down, or you just don't care about any of it?
I just don't want to write it down. I mean, I don't have a problem doing the 2-2. I'm actually finding I probably only need 2 meals a day. I tend not to eat breakfast until 11 or 11:30. And if I eat then, I'm not really hungry for dinner until maybe 6 or 7. And so I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. But writing it down when I did it for like 3 weeks worked. So I have proof it works. I know it works. Like, it's not that I have no doubt that it's positive. It's just, I don't want to do it.
So you have a thought that you just don't want to do it?
Yes.
What do you want to think about writing a plan?
I mean, if I think about this is what I'm going to do, I need to be willing to do the rest of my life. Because I have to eat the rest of my life. I guess I just don't want to have to write every day.
If you are going to lose all of your weight, you have to spend 3 minutes a day. You know what? This is the trade-off. I get to lose all my weight. I get to keep it off for the rest of my entire life, and I have to give myself 3 minutes a day.
That seems pretty reasonable and easy for that matter.
It's 3 minutes. I'm going to tell you, I write my plan every day. Every day. Corinne writes her plan every day. Me, Kathy, Betsy are in an accountability group. We send our plans every single day. Every day. And I am going to tell you what, I am thrilled to write it every single day. Because you know why? Because I get to weigh what I weigh.
That seems like a good trade-off. My accountability group is not super active. So I know I listened to one of Corinne's calls about changing it up, and maybe I need to change it up. I need somebody to kick me in the butt every day.
Yeah. Well, you need.
Where's your plan? Listen.
Right. And that does help. The external accountability 100% helps. But it has to be something that you are committed to doing. I am worth 3 minutes a day. So what if you have to write it every day for the rest of your life? Who cares?
Maybe that's the model I need to do.
I mean, if that is the trade-off for weight loss, I got 3 minutes. I'll even give it 5.
Right. Yeah, I think that's something maybe I need to model. I'm worth 3 minutes a day.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll model it. So the 24-hour plan is your circumstance.
Yes.
And then your thought is going to be, you like the thought, I'm worth 3 minutes a day?
Yeah.
And then how does that make you feel?
Good, positive, empowered.
Empowered, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And what do you do or not do when you think I'm worth 3 minutes a day and you feel empowered? What do you do?
I mean, I'll take the time to write the plan and
write the plan.
It'll keep me focused.
And what about when those thoughts come back in? You going to remind yourself that you're a person?
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Because it's going to still come up.
Yeah, the trade-off seems good. I mean, if 3 minutes supports all of my compelling reasons, then that's pretty simple. It's not much to give up or commit to even.
Yeah. I think sometimes we just build it up so they say I have to write every day for the rest of my life. Like, it's legit. You just have to write today. And then tomorrow you have to write today. And then the next day you have to write today.
Yeah, I think thinking about it as a trade-off makes it.
Yeah.
Well, it makes it better.
And then your result is that you are worth losing your weight. Which you are, right?
Yeah, that part, yeah, that part I'm working on.
Yeah, but if you have to write a plan, I mean, I think that's a fair trade.
Yeah, and when you put it like that, it definitely is.
Yeah. All right. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you. It's great.
All right. We'll see you.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Look, on time and everything is what I'm telling y'all. On time and everything. All right. Let me see. I think the next call is Sunday at 1, at 12 Central. I'm looking at my calendar, which is noon. I mean, at 1, my time. But noon on Sunday is Corinne Coaches. So hope to see y'all there. I know Corinne would love to see you. So y'all have a great night, and I will talk to you later.